Good and welcome. Thanks for joining us on Bright Spot today. This is Dot Blum, your host, and today's guest is someone that I think you're going to enjoy hearing, and then as the show progresses, we have some friends and pet lovers we're going to bring in to participate in this show as well. And feel free to call us at any time if you have a question for this guest. I also want to tell you that one of the reasons we call this show Bright Spot is that a lot of us sometimes feel like we hear negative news to the point where we can't hear it anymore. And you start to think sometimes, gosh, is that all that's going on? Isn't there anything good happening? Well, the reason we call this show Bright Spot is to say, yes, there's a lot of good things being done out there and a lot of people doing good work that makes the world a better place. And so this is a way that we get to acknowledge and highlight them. And many times people tell me about people they know that would be great people on the show, and that's how we found Tim Link, I believe, is that I think it was Felicia McAleer, who is the head of the Cherokee Humane Society, had told me about Tim. And Tim Link, who is with us, is a pet psychic, and he's dedicated to interspecies communications, which means connecting telepathically. So he's going to be joining our show and answering questions, and I want to say welcome, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here, Dot. I appreciate it.
Thank you. His organization is called Wagging Tails, and
that's
he's got a great website. So if you want to discover what your pets are thinking or to find out answers to the questions you have about your pets, call us today at 404-943-1620. We'll be on till 4 o'clock. I had to ask him how he got into this field. He's only been doing this for 4 years, so I'm going to let him tell you the story. So, Tim, please tell our listeners.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. So a little bit about my background. You know, I've spent 22 years in telecom as a telecom executive working for some of the major companies here in America. If you have a cell phone, I probably had something to do with it, so thank me or blame me, whichever one you want to do. But about 5 years ago, going on 5 years ago, my wife had wanted to go to a seminar by a communicator that was visiting town to learn to see if she could pick up on the animals, learn a little bit more about them, talk to the animals. She's a big critter lover like I am. And so as her birthday present, I decided to tag along and see what it was all about. And this workshop involved having animals on site as well as having pictures of the animals. And we would spend our time learning how to meditate and how to tune into these animals, try to identify what their stories were, just to see what we could come up with. And there was various, you know, people had various successes on what was happening with these animals. Some were animals that were in form today. Others had transitioned. So there was various levels of success. But my level of success was about 100%, which was quite shocking to me. Everything, every story that the animal had to tell me, whether the animal was there in person or whether it had a picture of the animal, I was getting the stories totally complete. Complete information. They were giving me more information than we had even asked for. So it was a pure line of communication that I was receiving from these animals. And obviously, I had not planned to do this. I love the animals, and it was really fun, but I had no idea that it was going to develop into what it is today. And so for the past probably 3 or 4 years, I practiced this on sort of, I guess what we call the lowdown. I didn't let too many people know about this. Because here I was, you know, a corporate executive for a major American company pushing cell phones out the door. I don't know if they would quite understand that I was able to talk to their pet rabbit or pet dog or their pet chicken even. So I did this for friends. I did this for a family. And I started doing some work with the local rescue organizations and humane societies and trying to better understand the behaviors of those animals and get them to a calmer place. And I guess it was about a year or so ago, I sort of got a confirmation that, you know, Tim, this is something you need to be doing. This is something you need to be doing full time. It's something that's going to help the world and help these wonderful animals. So, you know, you've done sold millions of cell phones. Let somebody else do that for a change. And
different kind of communication.
Exactly. So I am a communicator.
Well, it sounds like a natural for you. I think it probably must have been a surprise, because if you went to support her so that she could learn to do this and you came away with a gift, that was a real shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was totally by surprise. I had no idea what was going to happen. As a matter of fact, we were talking a little bit earlier. When I laid my head on my pillow for the night and tried to put this out of my mind, numerous animals. I mean, we're talking animals by the hundreds came to visit me. They knew this line was open and there was someone out there that they could talk to, and they wanted to talk to me about everything they possibly could. So if you imagine your typical Dr. Doolittle story, that's about that way that night was.
This was the first night after the training?
First night after the training. And so I called the instructor the next day, who's been an animal communicator for about 20 plus years, and said, what is going on here? How do I control this? Because if I can't control it, I don't want any part of this, because it was really a bombardment of animals trying to make their path to me. But we learned the techniques. We learned how to get it under control. Now, you know, they still approach me, but not in quite such a scattered mess. And we have these wonderful conversations, and we do a lot of good in helping the animals out and their human companions.
That's great. For those of you who are listening, I had told him that I have a dog named Max, and I asked him to tell me some things about Max. And so I'm going to let him tell you what he told me, which is pretty amazing.
Right. So we tuned into Max. Now, Max, I've never met Max. I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Max or having a picture. So I was able to tune in through through Dot's energy and vibration and her thoughts of who Max really is. And I was, interestingly enough, right into the conversation, I felt some tenderness and sort of a pain and stiffness in my back right area, sort of extended up my right side, but it was emanating more from my right area. And Dot went on to explain a little bit further that that Max does have some stiffness in his right side, mostly in his right front area. But obviously, we want to keep an eye on that back area as well, because as they get older, obviously the stiffness, just like us, tends to spread throughout our bodies. So we want to keep an eye on Max with that standpoint. Dot had also asked me why he was such a picky eater. And I explained to her, he showed me a picture of some chicken, some what I called chicken off the bone sort of thing. And Dot confirmed with me that rotisserie chicken was a staple in her house, mm-hmm. and that her and Max loved to share at the kitchen table. And Max was not too interested in eating any other food. And rightfully so. If he can get rotisserie chicken fresh off the bone, then I would hold on to my chicken as well. So Max said he wanted more of that chicken. So I think Dot's going to have a conversation with him as well, telling him there's more to life than just rotisserie chicken. And one other little story. So Dot's been a bad girl here. We got to keep an eye on Dot. But I asked Dot if Max was telling me that he liked to go out on his walks on a leash with Dot, and especially in the mornings. And Max was telling me that those walks have been cut a little bit short lately. And so I'd asked that of Dot. And what did you say, Dot?
I said, well, it's because I haven't had time, number one. And number two, the pollen has been so high that I've been sneezing like crazy. So I've been trying to stay inside more than outside. And I keep telling him it'll be a short walk. But after talking to you, I realize I have to give him a little bit more information about why it's a short walk, and to tell him that we'll do something else at a future time that'll be a bit longer. So we're going to take a quick station break right now, and I'm going to let you listen to some of the people who are making this possible. So thanks for joining us, and don't go away.
www.kidemergencies.com is a user-friendly free resource on children's health emergencies and poisonings for everyday mothers and fathers. The site was created by Dr. Marty Belson, one of the Pediatric Emergency Medicine Associate Physicians at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta at Scottish Rite. The website is one of five websites which has received the iParenting Media Award for the greatest products of 2007. The information on the website focuses on childhood emergencies such as infectious diseases, injuries, and poisonings. The recognition and prevention of childhood injuries and illnesses is the ultimate goal of the website. Also available for parents are updates on children's health news on the website and via a free monthly e-newsletter, an emergency checklist for the fridge, and the option of submitting questions. For more information, visit www.kidemergencies.com and be sure to listen to the Pediatric Hour Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on Radio Sandy Springs.
Next time you are in need of a floral arrangement, consider your old neighbor, Flowers of Sandy Springs. Conveniently located at Roswell Road in Abernathy in the Public Shopping Center, Flowers of Sandy Springs can handle all your floral needs, from table arrangements to gift baskets, hospital and funeral arrangements, and of course, all your out-of-town needs. Flowers of Sandy Springs has been beautifying the lives of your neighbors for years. Call Charlie at Flowers of Sandy Springs today, 404-250-0957. Flowers of Sandy Springs.
Welcome back to Bright Spot. Thanks for joining us again. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Tim Link of Wagging Tails. Tim is a pet communicator or a pet psychic, if you want to call him that. And at his website, he has some wonderful information, and there's some great bylines on some of them. One of them is, no one appreciates the very special genius of your conversation as much as a dog does. That's from Christopher Morley. I think that's pretty appropriate. We were talking before the break about my dog, Max, and he was right on target with all the things he'd said about Max. I'm sure he's got some great stories about some other species, and I want to hear one about the chicken.
Oh, the chicken. So we had I'm the president of the Forsyth County Humane Society, so we'll talk a little bit about that maybe later. But one of the pleasures I get every year is I volunteer to dress up as Santa at the local PetSmart. So I'm sitting there with my Santa suit on, full gear, beard, glasses, you name it. And people tend to bring in their traditional domestic animals, you know, your dog, your cat. Every once in a while we get a ferret, something interesting like that that we want to take a picture of. But one year somebody brought in their pet chicken. And at first I thought it was a big joke that okay, somebody, okay, this is real funny, who did this? But actually it was their pet chicken. They raised it from a chick, I guess you call it, into a full-blown chicken, and they kept it. And, you know, they wanted me to have conversation to find out what they could do to help their chicken out. And amazingly enough, you know, the chicken had a lot to say, had this, you know, plenty to say about what they wanted, what their favorite feed was, how they liked to have their certain type of shelter. And we had a nice conversation. Hmm. And it was something, you know, I wasn't expecting to have a conversation with a chicken. But, you know, through doing this, I find out that every, you know, living creature, whether we're talking about a human or we're talking about an animal or even an insect, you know, we're all made out of energy. We're all made out of the same source energy. And so why can't we have conversations? Why can't we slow our minds down and our thoughts down to have conversations with people, animals, and insects? So over the years, I've had conversations with just about any kind of animal you could possibly think of, from your domestic dog to buffaloes to lions, prey mantis. Hmm. Was a conversation, snakes, spiders, the gambit. It would be easier not to list the ones I haven't talked to than the ones I probably have talked to, because they always have an interesting tale. And, you know, I've got a tagline that says, every animal has a tale.
That's great.
And they definitely do.
One of the people I always send emails to and who has been on this show is a woman named Donna Thomas with the Sandy Springs Arts, I think. I'm sorry. But when I sent this to her, she said, you really are an animal lover, aren't you? She said, why don't you have somebody on here to talk about horses? So have you ever dealt with horses?
Oh, yeah. Horses are they're probably the chattiest of all the animals out there. And you would think they'd be a quiet, majestic animal that probably would not have a lot to say, especially at us lonely humans who couldn't possibly understand a horse. But it is sort of like it. Now, when I preface, it's not like Mr. Ed. So if you're wondering that, it's not quite that good. But, yeah, they're very open to having a conversation with us, letting us know what's going on. As a matter of fact, I got a great story. My wife's cousin, who lives in Huntsville, Alabama, has a small horse farm. Has, you know, probably a half a dozen or so horses there at any given time. And we went to visit last fall. And she has a particular horse named Blaze, who's the biggest horse, is the alpha horse, and the one that sort of carries the torch around the farm. And he keeps to one person, and that's my wife's cousin, Ashley, and really doesn't socialize with any other ones. So when we approached the farm and we walked down into the pasture where all the horses were, I pointed towards the horse that I did not know his name, but she said, oh, that's Blaze. I said, oh, well, Blaze be interested in having a conversation. She's like, no, he won't. You know, he doesn't bother with anybody but me, so he wouldn't have anything to do with me. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I turned my back, and Blaze is about 50 yards away from me, and I turned my back on Blaze, and I just started projecting out that, Blaze, if you want to have a conversation with me, just come on up here, and we'll chat about it a little bit. Well, within the next 15 seconds, I felt a large head resting on my shoulder, aww, pressing up against my face, and as I turned my head to the left, it was Blaze.
Aww.
And Blaze, in fact, had plenty to say. And it wasn't always good about Ashley either, so I don't know if Ashley's listening. But, yeah, I had some stories to tell about his mommy, Ashley, as well. But I try to make those polite because they're not ashamed or bashful about telling me these stories as well.
That is just great. And birds, I assume you can talk with them.
Yeah, birds. You know, we've got some finches at home, so we've had conversations with them. The hawk is one of my...
That's the messenger.
Yeah, it's the messenger, and it's one of my spirit guides. Oh. So we all have, you know, spirit guides and animal guides. And so that's my guide by air, so I pay close attention when the hawk's around. And, Yeah, so we have wonderful conversations. So there's really any animal out there because, as I said, they're all made of the same source energy, just like us. We just have to calm ourselves down, get into a good place, and let it happen.
It's amazing. You know, I work so hard at trying to do that, and I don't do it enough, obviously, because some of the times that I've done it, I've had these incredible conversations with animals in my head, you know. And we were at this one beautiful resort where they had three huge macaws. They were spectacular. And everywhere I'd go, they were out in the middle of the lobby. Those birds would follow me, and one of them would talk to me. I mean, in the cage. It would come to me. I would walk up to the cage. It would come down and put its head out. I'd put my finger in there, and it would nuzzle my finger and talk to me. I kept thinking, this is strange. But, you know I have that gift, too, but I just don't practice it enough. So I applaud you for doing this. This is just great. Maybe it'll inspire more people to start looking at the energy of the animals and the creatures around us, as well as human beings, too.
That's right.
But I think it's a great gift to have, and I applaud you for working so hard on this. You've been doing this now for 4 years, and you're writing a book, and you've got a website, and you've got quite a group of people who are starting to call you with different things that are going on with their pets. Tell us about some of those stories. And I know you don't have to do it all in person. I think that's one thing we need to say is that, like, I didn't show him a picture of my dog. I didn't tell him anything prior to this about that. So if you want to call and ask a question about your pet, he can answer it now.
Yeah, by all means. It's one of those things where, you know, my clients and the people that call upon me have a whole array of things that they want me to try to accomplish. Some of them are here in the greater Atlanta area, but a lot of them are remote. I deal with animals that are not only here in physical body, but animals that have transitioned, that have come into your life and have transitioned and passed away, as well as lost animals. And lost animals are probably one of the biggest challenges that we have because we know they're still in body, but we don't know where they're at, and they're constantly on the move. And so trying to either determine, are they safe, are they sound, can we get them back into our homes, or do they even want to come back into our homes? Mm-hmm. Sometimes their mission is done with us, and they're ready to move on to their next mission.
I saw that on your website, and I thought, that's a great piece of information that we as humans need to remember. It's like everybody else who comes and goes through our life. There's a reason they came at that particular time, and they're not meant to be there forever. It's like a season for everything, and animals are the same way. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly right. You know, we come, all of us, all the same energy comes down here for a mission, a purpose that we're here. Animals, fortunately, don't get caught up in the human things like egos and build, you know, having the biggest house or the biggest car and all the things that tend to bog us down and doesn't allow us to find our mission, our true purpose. With animals, it's very clear what their mission and purpose is, and they work to fulfill that mission, whether it's to come into your life and provide you and teach you about love, to teach you about life, to get you through a tough time, whatever it may be. The animals are there on this mission. And when their mission's done, they're ready to move on, whether they move out in physical, out of their physical form and transition, or whether they move out of your house into their next mission.
It's incredible. Well, I think that's the one thing we have to remember, because as pet owners, it really hurts us when we lose one or something happens to one and we feel guilty about it. So remember that piece, that they're here for a time as we are. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're bringing in some friends to talk about their pets. So don't go away. We'll be back on Bright Spot in just a moment.
It doesn't just happen that one person's grass looks that much better than their neighbor's. Mine does because I use family-owned and operated Grassroots year-round. They apply to my grass whatever and whenever, fertilizer, pre- and post-emergent, and anything else that is needed to assure of a beautiful yard in the spring and summer. Grassroots. The only name you'll need to know for your yard is Grassroots. And tell them you heard about them on Radio Sandy Springs.
Dr. Barry McKernan is known worldwide for expert minimally invasive surgical care. He devotes his entire practice to videoscopic surgical treatment for abdominal problems, including obesity and revision of prior gastric surgeries. Dr. McKernan's Center for Videoscopic and Laser Surgery Procedures for Obesity include lap band, gastric bypass, and laparoscopic gastric sleeve. Call the Center for Videoscopic and Laser Surgery at 770-924-8808 and mention Radio Sandy Springs for a $50 credit on your initial consultation.
This is Nick Snyder. I am the founder and chairman of the Nash Museum of Patriotism in Atlanta, Georgia. We are celebrating our fourth year of operation. We look forward to you being part of what the Nash Museum of Patriotism represents, and that's everything great about America. Stay tuned. for our radio program on Sundays from 2 to 3, the Patriotic Hour, brought to you by the National Museum of Patriotism. Thank you.
Welcome back to Bright Spot. Thanks for joining us again. We're having a great time here because we're talking about something that all of us love in this room, and that is animals. And I never intended for Bright Spot to have so many animal stories, but they're such great stories, and I'm such an animal lover. I'm a softie for that. So I'm always grateful when somebody comes up with a guest who's willing to talk about pets, and especially somebody who can read them and knows how to telepathically communicate with them. So we're glad to have you again, Tim.
That's great to be here, Dot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We've got some other people who've joined us in here, and I want to acknowledge them. We've got Beverly Dana, Paula Carey, Carol Phippen, and Tim's wife, Kim, all of whom are great animal lovers. And I think probably, Carol, do you have a question for Tim about your pet?
Well, my pet is a hearing dog. I'm hearing impaired, so that is why she's here in the studio. And I would like to know from Tim what he feels that he can feel about her that is
about
a connection
you?
To me.
Right. Well, great question. I mean, we talked before break a little bit about how animals are brought here for a mission just like us humans. And the guide dogs and the service worker dogs, it's very clear what their mission is. And so they chose that to begin with. So before she made her journey into this body that we see today, this beautiful terrier, her mission was very clear. She was here to help support an individual, and she knew who that individual was at the get-go. And her purpose is to make sure that your life is a good life, and she's serving that purpose very well. And it's very, very interesting with the service animals because not only is their mission, unlike other animals where their mission is somewhat unfamiliar with what we are feeling. And for instance, if they are a teacher or they're here to teach us about love or to get us through a tough time, we don't really identify that till maybe after the animal's gone. With their service dogs, it's very clear what their purpose is. And so not all dogs can step up and take on this opportunity and this responsibility. So it's very special when we have this opportunity. And beautiful dog as well.
Mm. Do you feel like you got a good answer, Carol?
Yes, thank okay. you.
Paula, do you have a question about your animals? You've got four.
I have four dogs, a cat, plenty of outside animals.
Mm-hmm.
But all my pets are rescue pets.
Good for you.
And just kind of would like, you know, some want to be in charge and others don't necessarily want them to be in charge. And I've got two boys and two girls. And just kind of get a feeling about how they feel about all being there together.
Right. So who's the ones giving you a challenge right now?
Larry.
So Larry's the alpha.
Larry's the new dog.
Okay.
And he's the youngest.
Okay. So Larry's trying to establish himself and figure out what his purpose is. He's right. been with you a very short period of time?
A year.
Okay. And Larry is not necessarily the biggest dog.
No.
But he thinks he's the biggest dog.
Samantha's the biggest.
Yeah.
She's a golden.
Mentally, Larry's thinking he is a big dog. So he's got what they call small dog syndrome, I guess, or big dog syndrome. But so Larry's trying to find his place. And so I'm picking up loud and clear on Larry. He wants to make sure he understands what his job is within your household. Now, keep in mind, we talked previously about a mission. They're all brought down here for a mission to come into your life and get you either through a hard time, teach you love, whatever it may be. But their job is different. They want to know what their household job is, whether it's patrolling the house, being the dog that oversees the other animals in the house, the one that finds you the leash, whatever it may be. So they have to have specific jobs, and Larry's confused about what his role is with all these other animals in the house.
Okay.
So you need to find out either what his talents are or what you need him to do, and sit down with Larry and explain to him.
You'll excuse me just a minute. We have a caller that we want to talk to and see what their question is. Welcome, caller. Can you hear us?
I can hardly hear you guys.
I can barely hear you.
Is this better?
No, it's still too low.
No.
Okay.
Is that it, Crystal?
Yeah,
that's
first.
Oh, hi, Crystal. How are you? I'm barely able to hear you, but I'm going to fix that
in
just a minute.
Yeah, okay, let me call back on my husband's cell phone.
No,
we'll see if it's better.
Okay, that's fine, Crystal. Thanks.
What's okay, bye-bye.
No,
don't go. Tell us what your question is. Okay. Well, Maybe Crystal is calling because she sent you some information prior to the show, so I'll let you talk about that.
Right, right. So we wait for Crystal to call back then.
No, go ahead and talk
about
it.
Okay, we'll talk to Crystal. If you want to call back, that's fine. So Crystal was kind enough to send me some a couple pictures of her beautiful cats, and she has two cats in present form and one has transitioned. So one that's transitioned is Zoe. And Zoe has left her mark in a particular room in the house. So that was her favorite room in the house, from what I understand. And she actually potted there quite a few times when she wasn't supposed to. But now that she's out of form, she is also there in presence without Crystal really knowing it. So I'm real interested to find out what Crystal thinks about Zoe, as well as Crystal challenged me to find out who was the real culprit that actually did the new business in the room, whether that was Snickers or whether that was the other cat, Bonkers.
Okay, if you'll hold on and put your headphones on. Crystal's on now. Crystal, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, that's great.
Hi, Crystal. It's Tim Link.
Hey, Tim.
Thank you for the wonderful pictures of your beautiful babies.
Oh, I love him so much. I didn't have a picture of Bonkers. He's only about a year old.
That's okay.
What's your question, Crystal?
My question is, who pooped in the sewing room?
Now, I'm going to go into a little bit of explanation, and you correct me if I'm wrong in your email. You think that Snickers pooped in the room, and your husband thinks it was Bonkers.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I even answer that, I need to know what the bed is, and can I get in on it?
Can I say this on the radio? It's probably sexual favors.
Uh-oh. Hello.
No.
Yeah, so when moving on. So to give you an idea, I think that taking a look at the pictures, obviously I got a picture of Snickers, who's a beautiful, is it a Himalayan mix?
Snickers is a Persian.
Persian. So beautiful Persian cat, and then a picture of I did not receive a picture of Bonkers. But just to let you know, I think the money is riding on the culprit being Bonkers. So whoever said that Bonkers did the business in the room, this is like playing Clue. Bonkers did the business in the room. So whoever put the money on Bonkers wins the prize.
Yay!
Do you have another question, Crystal?
Just basically, do they know how much we love them?
Oh, yeah. They can pick up on your energy. I mean, they would not find themselves in a situation that they weren't in a loving situation. So they're very comfortable and confident. There's a rivalry there, obviously. And it seems like Snickers does point the finger towards or the paw towards Bonkers quite often. So you want to be careful of that. And don't just blame Bonkers for everything, because Snickers sometimes is the culprit and will push the blame off on Bonkers. Zoe, your little baby Zoe, do you get a feel for, do you feel her presence around you a lot? Do you think she's around the house a lot?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So we want to talk a little bit about that. Crystal, if you want to hang on the line a little bit, I think we're going to go to a break.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll take another question from Crystal, and then we'll talk to some of the other people in the room. So, Crystal, don't hang up.
Okay.
All right. So don't go away. We'll be right.
And when it comes time to sell that property, you want to be sure to secure the most equity in the shortest amount of time. Certified staging professionals are changing the way real estate is being sold. Our three-step staging process is an important marketing tool for property owners and real estate professionals alike. A recent survey found that 63% of buyers would pay more money for a house that was move-in ready. So a qualified, objective opinion from a certified staging professional consultant is more than worth the investment. When you're ready to sell, call 1-888-STAGING or visit on the web at www.findyourstager.com.
If you like keeping up with what's going on in Jewish Atlanta, the Atlanta Jewish Times is your source for up-to-date weekly news on what's going on in Israel and around Jewish Atlanta. For more information on getting a subscription to the Atlanta Jewish Times, give us a call at 404-564-4550. Jewish Brunch with the JT Bunch, brought to you by the Atlanta Jewish Times. For more information on the Atlanta Jewish Times, check us out at www.jtonline.us. And for subscriptions, give us a call at 404-564-4550. The Atlanta Jewish Times. What's going on in Jewish Atlanta?
Hi, Crystal. This is Dot Blum on Bright Spot. Welcome all of you back onto the show with us. We're talking with Tim Link of Wagging Tales. He's a telepathic communicator with animals, or a pet psychic. And Crystal has got another question for him, I believe, about her pets. Go ahead, Crystal.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to know if you do see Zoe around me. He was my cat for 15 years, and he passed about 3 years ago. But I sometimes, when he first passed, I thought that I would see him in the house, just like out of the corner of my eye. But I don't, not so much anymore. But I do feel him around us.
Right, exactly. So that's one of the questions, you know, I had. Zoe has a very strong presence, obviously a strong bond with you, being 15 years, sharing your love and with him is definitely very strong, and his presence is always there. Those things that you see out of the corner of your eye, especially early on when your pet or even your humans transition over to the other side, that is the energy of that animal or that human that's still there in presence. And it's not one of those things where they're, you know, stuck on this realm. That's not the case. They just want to make sure that their energy stays around long enough to get you transitioned into what your new role is without them being here in physical body. So now that you're seeing Zoe still around occasionally but not as often, is fine. That's the way it should be. Zoe's off, transitioned and building up her energy again and trying to determine what her next mission's going to be. But I want you to know that Zoe is always there when you need her. So if you're ever in a situation that you need to feel the presence of Zoe, get in your quiet zone, do your meditation, think of Zoe, and she'll be there.
Aww.
How's that, Crystal? Good.
That was awesome.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad you called us today. Thank you for calling and asking Tim these questions and being part of our show.
Well, you know, I love your show, Dot.
I know you do. Thanks, Crystal.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thanks,
bye.
Crystal
and I took a class from Horizon Healing and Intuitive Center, and so I haven't seen her in a long time, but she, too, is very psychic, so we're glad that she called, because sometimes you can't, I guess it's like anything else, you can't be your own doctor, you can't be your own psychic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it was great to have her call in. Now, one of the other people in the room is Beverly Dana. Beverly is also a pet lover and has 4 dogs, and I'm going to let you ask her a question, or let her ask you a question.
Well, Tim, I could sit and talk about my dogs all day long, but sitting here listening to you, I am thinking about things that would be painful. I know when one of my dogs has had to go away, how much pain it causes me. And as a psychic, do you get a lot of this pain from these animals? Do they talk to you about that? Like, is it okay for them to go? Are they ready to go? Or, you know, I think it hurts us more than it hurts them.
Well, it does, because they're wanting to please us no matter what. I mean, that's their priority. They're here to give us love and to do everything they possibly can to please us. So a great story is recently I've been working with a lady here in Atlanta. She has a golden retriever, and the golden retriever developed some sort of a negative or allergic reaction to its annual rabies vaccine. And so its paws swelled up, its lymph nodes swelled up, and it was in a great deal of discomfort. And in addition to being an animal communicator, I'm a Reiki master. And so I focus on Reiki energy healing for animals. And so she asked me to come and work with her her beautiful dog to see if I can get it in a better place and get it its energy flowing more smoothly and alleviate some of its discomfort and pain. Well, I worked with the animal for about 3.5 months, and during the time I worked with it, we were seeing positive results. The time that I was there doing the energy for the next couple of days, the animal did quite well and was able to get up and walk around. But as time developed, that negative reaction turned into actually a more violent reaction in the form of cancer, and the dog developed cancer. And just this past week, the dog got to a point where it just the body couldn't hold on any longer, though the spirit and the mind wanted to hold on. And so the tough decision was made by the family to go ahead and help this beautiful dog transition. The dog was understood when I had the conversation with the dog. She understood exactly what was going on and that her time here was done and she needs to alleviate her pain and transition over. She did not want to let her human companion down. And as a matter of fact, the lady had to leave town for a training seminar, so being there in person, she wasn't able to do that. And so the rest of the family had to take care of the situation. So it's very heartbreaking, and the animal desperately wanted to hang on, but understood that its mission and time and purpose had been fulfilled and felt very good about that. And now, of course, she's in a better place, and the negative energy's gone, and she's feeling better about everything. So it's tough because they're huge parts of our family. They're here to teach us a lot of things and to love us unconditionally, and they want to do everything possible to make sure they do that.
Mm-hmm. I had a dog prior to this one for 16 years that I loved dearly. And she had lots of health problems from the time she was 8 years old. And at 8 years old, she'd already had two knee surgeries, and one of the knees had locked and become arthritic. And so my traditional vet had done all he could and finally said, "Dot, you just need to be prepared. I don't think this dog's going to make it." And I thought, I don't like that idea. So I found a holistic vet who then did some acupuncture and kinesiology and homeopathic medicines and was able to get that dog leg functioning, and she was up and like a puppy again. And many times over the next few years, she almost died, and this vet would bring her back. And I knew the time was coming, and so I was trying to prepare myself and trying to prepare her, and I kept saying, you know, I know that the time's coming, and I don't want you to hang around for me as much as I don't want to let you go. When the time is right, I want you to go ahead and go. And finally, the last thing I said to her was, "I'm going to be out of town. It's going to kill me if I have to put you down, and I would rather that you do this while I'm gone, while you're at the kennel with this traditional vet and the people who love you as much as I do. I don't want you to go, but I want you to know that you have permission to do that." And that's the way it happened. So I won't ask for that again. I think I would rather be there with my animal next time.
Right. Well, keep in mind, they're always with you, Dot, so yeah. Just call upon them whenever you need them.
I was there with one that I had to put down. I think you remember Lola?
Yes.
And it was her legs also. But I held her, and I think she turned and looked at me and said, "Thank you." And it made me feel better. Mm. It still hurt.
Oh, I know.
But I she knew.
Well, that's great. That's a gift that she gave you when she said thank you. That's what hurts all of us as humans when we have to make that choice. And I think we all wonder, is this really the right time? And is there any way I can keep it around longer? So it's nice for you to keep reiterating they're here for a time and that they have a mission as we do. And I think that's important for all of us. And so I know you've got lots more good stories. We'll go into a short one, I think, because we'll probably take another break in a moment. One of the other sayings on his website is, "The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way it treats its animals or the way its animals are treated," and that's Mahatma Gandhi. And I keep talking about his website. So, Tim, let's give people your website so they can go to it.
Sure. Take a look at the website. The website is www.wagging-tails.com. That's wagging-tales.com. And in there you'll find a little bit of a biography on me and how I got started on this wonderful quest. And there's some testimonials and tells you all about the things I do and beautiful pictures of virtually every animal I've worked with, including my two beautiful schnauzers, Buzz and Woody, who I know are listening somewhere.
So they're still here, hopefully.
Oh, yes. They're here in spirit, and they're definitely my muse. Kim's my inspiration, and my boys are my muse. So,
that's great.
It's a great
that's
family.
Great. Well, we're going to take a break in just a minute, so I don't want to get into too much. But when we come back, I want to bring Kim in for just a moment. This is Tim's wife, because she's got some interesting background, which I think prompted Tim to move into his new career. And I think you'll be interested to hear that story. So don't go away. We'll be back on Bright Spot with you in just a moment.
Interior design with style, flair, and sensibility. These words define the approach that Leanne Culpepper has developed for over 20 years in creating dynamic and comfortable environments for a diverse clientele, including homeowners, boat and yacht owners, government officials, corporate executives, doctors, and entrepreneurs. Leanne has won local and national acclaim and is available for design consultation at 770-549-2383. Please visit her website at www.culpeppercarpets.com.
This is Derek Lehman with Tikvot David Messianic Synagogue in Roswell. It's Passover time, one of my favorite times of the year. The story of Jewish people finding liberation from slavery by the power of God has been an inspiration to millions. Passover is something you can read about for hours. In my home, I have an entire shelf devoted to Passover books. You can learn about things like redemption, sacrifice, and God's covenant love. But after studying it all, Passover boils down to one simple truth. God wants to be with us and for us to be with Him. There's a problem between us and God, but God is making a way for us to follow that will lead us back to Him. In Exodus, God says, "I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, and I will be your God." This is Derek Lehman. See more about us at hopeofdavid.com.
Thanks for coming back and joining us on Bright Spot. Our guest today and we have a room full of them, but the one we're highlighting is Tim Link with Wagging Tails. He is a telepathic communicator with animals. We have a room full of animal lovers in here, and one more that I want to introduce to you is Tim's wife, Kim, and she's the reason he got into this. As a lark, he went to support her, and now I want to hear from her what prompted her to be interested in this and to guide him to go with her.
Thank you, Dot. About 4 years ago, it was around my birthday, and I decided that I wanted to see if I could try to talk to animals. Based on my family history, my mother is a psychic, and my sister can see those that have passed on, and my grandmother was a healer, so I wondered what my gift was, and I was hoping I could talk to animals, because I love animals, and I always brought home strays when I was little. And come to find out, I took him to the seminar, or the workshop, and he was the one that got it, and I didn't, so... But that's fine, because the door opened wide for him, and he's been doing a lot of good helping a lot of animals.
So you get to do it through him.
Exactly, exactly. Perfect. I get to hear all the stories, and they're fun.
And you're helping him write a book.
Uh-huh. I am helping him write a book. He's writing it, and I'm going to edit it, so it
Great.
Should be out hopefully this summer.
Yeah, this summer.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I hope in that we're going to... It will be some of this information I'm going to ask you now. You've got lots of great stories, and you've got lots of questions that people frequently ask you. So let's talk about what some of those questions might be.
Right. Well, some of the most common ones, and you can find these on the website as well, but people always want to know, does my pet love me? You know? Now, that seems very simplistic, but as we all know, love makes the world go round, and we want all of our family members and all of our friends to love us, so we want to make sure we're doing the best for our animal. And my answer to that basically is, unless they're there to teach you something other than love, then they're there for a purpose, and their purpose is to teach you love and to love you. So the things you're doing for your animal is exactly what you need to be doing with that animal. Now, sometimes animals do come into our life to teach us love if we're not very affectionate people or we don't know how to express ourselves. They'll teach us and become our love bunnies, sort of, or love dogs, whatever it may be. And other times they're to teach lessons on to better understand what's going on with the animals, and also to teach the world some negative things in order to teach us love. So a great example of that is we had the history here in last year with the Michael Vick case with the dog fighting with the pit bulls, and we think, oh my gosh, if animals sign up for their mission, what animal in the world would sign up for a mission like that, mm-hmm. to be treated poorly and be put expectations to fight and kill other animals? And when you take a look at it, that tragic situation ended up turning to be a very positive one,
yeah.
because it enlightened us to what was going on. It taught us that these pit bulls, who we have had such a bad reputation, are actually very loving creatures. It's just how you teach them and how you treat them. And so it taught us and opened up our eyes a little bit to the fact that how wrong this was, that these are sentient beings, that they're meant here to come into this world to teach us love and to provide us a great joy in our lives. And whether we're talking about a pit bull or any other animal, we need to treat them with that type of love and respect.
I think that's so important to hear the part about the pit bull. On one of the shows where I had some other animal benefactors, I had told them when I was getting ready to find this dog I now have that I'd looked at lots of different breeds, and I was open to rescuing a dog. And my criteria was that I wanted a dog that didn't weigh very much, that had a relatively long health lifespan, and that was easy, a people pleaser, that didn't shed, and I mean, all these good things I wanted in a dog. Mm-hmm. And they said, Dot, you're describing a pit bull. And I thought, whoops, I never would have thought of that. I mean, people are so preconditioned in our society because of the bad rap that pit bulls get, that it was nice to hear that. So I'm glad you reiterated that.
Yeah, it's real interesting. I've talked to people over the years, and I know when I grew up, I'm in my early 40s, it was the Doberman Pinscher. Mm-hmm. That was the dog you feared. Oh boy, those Doberman Pinschers, you don't want any part of them. And then it transferred over to the Rottweiler, and the Rottweiler was the one that everybody said, oh, be aware of Rottweilers.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, the pit bulls are the flavor of the month or the decade. And I think as people learn to understand them and appreciate what they're all about, hopefully we won't have a next generation of beware of this dog, because they're all full of love.
So some of the other questions you get are, do animals like routines?
Yeah, and very important. I mean, look at yourself. Ask yourself, do you like your routine? And most of us like to say, oh, no, I'm free-spirited. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right. Everybody likes their routines, and animals more than any other creature likes their routines. And if you're going to change the routine, if there's going to be a change in what's going on, it's very important to tell your animal what that change is going to be, what is that change going to be, what impact is it going to have on them, and why are you doing this? And then what you expect out of them from this routine. So we talked about Dot a little bit earlier and not walking her dog enough in the morning. Well, that's the situation. You need to explain why there's a change in the routine, why you're doing it, and what the expectation is of that animal.
Okay, I think Paula has a question as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you think it means about people who have a better connection with animals as opposed to other people.
Mm. So the old question of, is it better to hang around animals than to hang around people?
Well, I think it
is. Well, us human beings have a lot to learn. You know,
yes.
Animals provide unconditional love. They don't judge people. They don't care what race, creed, or color you are. They don't care about your religious backgrounds. And so I think as us humans evolve to that level and we become more enlightened, we hopefully will get to the place where we're as good as a dog is.
They also don't spend a lot of time in their head judging things and analyzing things the way some of us do.
Yes, and judging ourselves as well.
Yes, that's right.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of the other feelings and emotions that pets have. I think it's interesting that when you come home from work, sometimes they're so excited to see you. My dog is pretty lucky. The guy that takes care of him when I'm not in town had a dog, the same kind of dog, and loves this dog. And my dog actually is like going to doggy day camp when he goes there. I'm not sure he always wants to come home. So mine's not always as excited to see me, I think, because of that. So it's interesting that dogs do pick up on those things, and sometimes they're so excited to see you when you come home. And it's just a great feeling at the end of the day to know you have this wonderful little creature waiting for you. I think people who have animals all appreciate that.
Oh, exactly. I mean, a dog is a creature where you don't even have to come home at night. I mean, you can go out to the mailbox and come back in the door, and he's just as happy to see you the second time around.
True.
So it's good to know. And, you know, all your animals are that way. You know, when you talk about cats and some of the other domestic animals we have, the cat may or may not come running to the door when you come in, but they're just as excited to see you, and they want you to come over and give them affection and to find out what they did during the day and for them to pick up on what you've been doing and to know that you're going to be there with them tonight. So spend your time with your animal, especially when you get home. Don't be rushing to throw the keys on the counter and get figuring out what you're going to do for dinner that night.
That reminds me of one of the phrases you've got on your website that says, the cat could very well be man's best friend, but would never stoop to admitting it.
Exactly.
Doug Larson, I love that. Hey, they are pretty independent creatures.
Exactly.
So what are some of the most unusual animals that you've had an opportunity to work with?
Well,
you mentioned the chicken.
And we mentioned, I guess one of the most interesting ones is a prey mantis.
Mm.
So this is one my wife Kim challenged me on because I didn't even know if I could talk to a prey mantis. And there was last summer there was a beautiful prey mantis on our back porch. We have this wonderful screened-in back porch that overlooks this southern garden. And the prey mantis was just there on the porch screen, just very, you know, nonchalant, sunning itself, taking a look around what was going on. And so Kim said, well, why don't you go and talk to that prey mantis? I'm like, okay, well, I'll give this a try. We'll give it a shot. And lo and behold, we opened up a conversation, and it's pretty much what you would expect out of a prey mantis. You know, they're very proud. They're very dignified. And he was pleased to talk to me, but, you know, basically wanted me to get to the point and move on. So being the kind person I am, we on the screen back porch, we have quite a few tropical plants and quite a few plants in the back porch. And so I had suggested that since these plants attract bugs, if he wanted to come into our front porch, then he needed to work his way over to the porch door. I would open it up, allow him to come in, and he could live a nice, safe life and feed off the bugs and live on our plants. But if not, I'll come back in about 5 minutes, and you can go on your merry way, and that'll let me know that you're done and that you don't want to be on my porch. And so I turned and walked away and went in the house and came back about 5-10 minutes later, and he had decided, no, he didn't want to be on my front porch, and he was no longer there.
Cool. Well, on that cute note, we're going to take another break, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Bright Spot and our final segment.
A
busy dog is a happy dog, and we love happy dogs at Bow Wow Bungalow. Drop your best pal off to play with his doggy friends while you're at work or running errands. You won't feel guilty about leaving him behind, and he won't eat your sofa out of loneliness and frustration. At Bow Wow Bungalow, we provide your dog with companionship, fun, and full-time monitoring in our gorgeous fenced location full of toys. Bow Wow Bungalow is open in Crabapple Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 7. Visit our website at AtlantaDogTrainer.com.
Hello, this is Marty Aftowitz, and I invite you all to listen and participate in Mortgage Interest, a new show each Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Every Newsday seems to feature another major story about the mortgage industry, and Mortgage Interest will feature experts from many areas to speak of all things interesting in the mortgage world. So log on to RadioSandySprings.com and prepare your questions now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Al. Do you find that your current relationship is filled with bitterness and a lot of arguing, a lot of yelling, and something just doesn't feel right? If that's the case, please listen to my show Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We talk about relationships, and we talk about how to make those relationships better and how to have a lifetime of happy and content relationships. Every Wednesday, 5 o'clock on Relationship Radio on Radio Sandy Springs, AM 1620, or online at RadioSandySprings.com.
Welcome back to Bright Spot. Thanks for joining us again. This is our final segment. We've been talking with quite a group of wonderful people in here who are all animal lovers, and the focus of this interview has been Tim Link and wagging tails. And in the last few minutes that we have here, I want Tim to talk more about Reiki energy healing and some of the things that he can do for you in person, on the phone, via email. So, Tim, please talk to our audience and tell them a few of these pieces of information.
Okay, great. Well, keep in mind, I can do the animal communications and the Reiki energy healing for animals. I can perform those and open those lines of communications and the healing either in person or remotely. So a lot of my clients will choose to send me pictures of their animals, and we set up a telephone conversation where they feed me questions. I feed it back through the animal. The animal will give me answers and tell me a little bit more about what's going on, and I then feed it back to their human companion. So we can do it remotely in that instance and do it through the telephone. We can do it through emails because obviously everybody's busy and they're still concerned about their animals, but they always have their Blackberries or their computers with them. So you can obviously send me emails and I can tap into the animal and answer those questions that you have of your animal and feed those back to you via email. Or we can do it in person. And, you know, in person, it's not necessary to be there in person, but it's a lot of fun as well for me because I get to intermingle with the animals. But what I do and when I with each of these sessions is I form a telepathic connection with the animal, open up that connection so we can have an open and honest conversation. I then try to use the Reiki energy to sort of do a what I call a body scan on the animal to get a feel for what's going on with them. Is their energy flowing properly? Are there any ailments? Am I getting any tightness or pains that I'm receiving that may be a reflection that the animal's trying to show me? And I sort of use the two in combination to get a better feel for what really is going on with that animal, what is causing some issues, and try to get that back to their human companion so they can identify it. And one thing you want to keep in mind when we start talking about, you know, medical issues or aches or pains or things going on with your animal, you know, I'm not a medical doctor by any means, but the animals do tell me and give me feelings of what's going on with their bodies. And it could be something that is happening with them, but it's also a reflection of their human companions. Mm-hmm. So if your animal's got some stiffness going on or something that is not their norm, you need to take a close look at yourself because you guys have such a strong love heart connection with them that it may be going on with you or about to go on with you. So keep in mind of what's going on with your own health as well. Because if you stay healthy, the animals are going to pick up on that positive energy and they're going to stay healthy as well. And so if you're at disease, they're going to be at disease also and try to reflect that back to you. Yeah. So it's important to stay in tune with them.
Interesting information. I think, you know, probably we're all aware of that, but it's or have thought that. So it's nice to know that they do have some of the same things we do and that they are a reflection of what's going on with us. So that's been great to know that's all of that's true and our questions have pretty much been answered. I'm going to ask you to give your website again so people can go there and get more information. So, Tim, please do that.
Sure. Take a look at the website. It's www.wagging-tails.com. That's W-A-G-G-I-N-G-T-A-L-E-S.com. And just remember, every animal has a tail.
Perfect. Well, I thank you for joining us today. And before I sign off, there are two things I want to remind you, the audience, of. One is that we now have a monthly award called the Bright Spot Award, and you are welcome to write me or call me or give me the name of somebody you think deserves to be acknowledged. It can be an individual or a group or a company who's done something outstanding or unselfish or some kind of a humanitarian endeavor, and the award is not limited to Sandy Springs. So please contact us and let us know if you have someone you'd like to, us to recognize. And the second thing is that Bright Spot and Radio Sandy Springs and the Bright Spot of the Month Award are looking for companies who want to focus on positive people and groups and people who are doing good works and things. And you can make a difference if you partner your company with us and sponsor Bright Spot and the Bright Spot Award. If you're interested in doing that, please contact Radio Sandy Springs and ask for David Moxley. This is Bright Spot. Thanks for joining us and have a great weekend.